I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been just over 2 months since the South Sudanese government declared famine conditions. Now we're getting close to what's called the lean season from May to July. Greg Kelly with World Mission says this isn't time for the church to sit in the sidelines. They support Christian missions in South Sudan that distribute humanitarian aid, along with their solar-powered audio Bible called The Treasure.
It takes us about $40 to send one treasure into a place like South Sudan in the language of the people. More than 100 people will benefit from each unit. They'll gather around and they'll listen for hours at a time.
If you'd like to empower ministry and aid in South Sudan, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And Slavic Gospel Association has decided to expand its Orphans Reborn program into Far East Russia. Often when orphans age out of the system, they turn to drugs or prostitution as a way to survive. But Orphans Reborn claims to change that by helping local churches invest in them. SGA's Eric Mock shares.
The churches have begun in 7 orphanages with a target of 12 this summer, supported by Orphans Reborn. And these are local churches who will begin several times a month reaching out to these children, letting them know that they matter, that they have not been forgotten, and that they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they hear a message of hope.
For the cost of half a pizza, you can make sure an orphan hears the gospel and is loved. Learn how you can donate and get details on how to pray at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a free cookbook this month. It helps you share the gospel just by cooking a meal. Get yours for free when you click the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.